Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. So our two topics today are firstly, the important US inflation report, and secondly, how to handle stock market pullbacks. So US inflation is the most important number in markets. It drives nearly everything from the Fed interest rate outlook all the way through to the risks of recession. Today is the February inflation report in the US, and markets are seemingly braced for a hot inflation print. This comes after January's upside inflation surprise and Friday's inconclusive jobs report. Consensus is for a 0.4% month-over-month increase and a stable 3.1% year-over-year number. We're a little bit calmer. Our inflation tracker of 13 leading and coincident indicators is a little bit more constrained. Our rate cut forecasts are now in line with the Fed's dot plot of three cuts, whilst inflation break-evens or market expectations have already moved up, discounting some potentially bad news. And we think investors are looking at the coming rotation as we get nearer rate cuts, away from the US dollar and tech, towards cheaper and more cyclical overseas assets. Markets are currently priced for 4 interest rate cuts this year, starting at the June 12th meeting, with the ECB set to cut first the prior week on June the 6th. The Fed is already in its blackout period, so it can't talk to markets ahead of its interest rate meeting next week on the 20th, when it will also introduce its new dot plot forecasts. So our second topic is stock market pullbacks. There are typically at least 3 5% stock market pullbacks a year in the S&P 500. Thought of another way, despite having annual average returns of over 10%, the S&P 500 has seen annual intra-year sell-offs of 14%. So either way, you're going to see regular sell-offs and pullbacks in markets. The key is what you do about them. If the two market pillars that we see now remain in place, namely, firstly, a soft economic landing and return to double-digit earnings growth, along with, secondly, interest rate cuts coming on both sides of the Atlantic, then we think the foundations of this bull market remain in place. It's just market volatility, and you may want to consider buying into it. For it to be something more sinister, we think you need to see a very decisive change in this economic or inflation trend to significantly derail the market. As importantly, we think the technicals are also very strong. We see investor sentiment as only half full, and with over $6 trillion, that's with a capital T, in money market funds, this means there's a lot of money waiting on the sidelines for this inevitable pullback to happen. So what this means is that when it happens, it will likely be bought, and therefore, it will likely be a lot less bad than many fear. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research. And we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.